Prologue. The flow of the river never ceases, and the water never stays the same. Bubbles float on the surface of pools, bursting, reforming, never lingering. They're like the people in this world and their dwellings. In our bejeweled capital, fine buildings stand in rows, their gables competing for preeminence. The homes of the elite. One might think they're eternal, but ask around and you'll find those with a long history are rare indeed. Collapsing this year, they are rebuilt the next. Ultimately, great houses fade away, replaced by lesser ones. The same goes for the people who live here. This place and its crowds seem eternal, unchanging, and yet of the 20 or 30 people I knew long ago, only one or two are still around. Just as people die in the evening and others are born the next morning, so are we like the bubbles on water. Nameless, one dies as another is born. From whence do they come, and to where do they go? And all these anonymous, temporary abodes, for whom do we bother? Why try so hard only to delight the senses? A master is to his house what the dew is to the morning glory, which will be the first to fade. Sometimes the dew evaporates, while the flower remains. But the flower will surely wilt under the rays of the morning sun. And yet, sometimes the dew remains, clinging to a shriveled petal. No matter, the dew will surely vanish by evening.